Concern over the impacts of global climate change has generated news stories, political debates, and divided scientists over its causes and long-term implications. In Alaska, a place that evokes images of pristine wilderness for people around the world, the reality of climate change and global pollution is quietly being observed, cataloged, and discussed among experts who have no PhD in meteorology or climate science. These experts are Native elders, who are slowly gaining credibility in the Western science community with their insights that stretch back thousands of years. AK's Lori Townsend has more.
The Alaska Native Science Commission has been around for about 10 years, and for the past 8, has been working on a project called Traditional Knowledge and Contaminants. Commission members held regional meetings around the state for a number of years, discussing with village community members their environmental concerns. Native Science Commission Executive Director Patricia Cochran says they divided the state into 7 regions by cultural group and held 3 or 4 meetings each year. The discussions covered everything from global warming to human health.
We really tried to look at this from a Native worldview. And when people look at the health of our environment, it really includes everything. It's the health of our people, the health of our lands, the animals, the air, the water. All of those things are connected. So we were really trying to look at it through the eyes of the Native community and not just through the usual Western science perspective of just seeing one issue, but how all things are related.
Cochran says community members wrote 12 proposals for mini-grants that have EPA funding through next year. The projects focused on each community's primary concern. Mini-grants science advisor Larry McCooliff says the largest shared concern is change within the natural systems that affects wild traditional food. Elders attribute these impacts to climate change.
For example, halibut move much further north than they've ever had, and they're catching some species of fish that they've never seen further up north in the Nome area and Norton Sound that used to be much further south, like in the Bristol Bay and Dillingham, lower Yukon-Kuskokwim area. And starting to see the tree lines change in the interior. It's moving further and further north. There's changes in water levels that are occurring. There's observations of changes that are occurring out there that indicate to the Native elders and all the Native people that there are some very substantive changes occurring in the environment right now.
Markuliev says some of the changes are happening rapidly. Sea lions and harbor seal populations are down by 75% in the Bering Sea, and king and common eiders have crashed by 80% in the past 5 years. Alaska Natives eat more wild foods than any other Native American group in the country. Markuliev says elders want leadership to pay more attention to climate change issues and their observations of them. He says they want better partnerships between Native peoples and scientists, because Natives are the first lines of defense, observing subtle change over time in a connected way. But there are problems trying to overcome old thinking about who an expert is.
The real challenge and where the difficulties come is that this Cartesian-based Western science system is not set up to validate or affirm traditional ways of knowing. And consequently, the traditional ways of knowing get marginalized when it comes to working that information through the system.
Author Charles Woolforth says the largest barrier is language.
And I'm not talking about English and Nupiaq. I'm talking about the language of science is mathematics. And the language of Native people and their environment has a lot more to do with how things feel and look and memories and so and what their life has been like and how it's changing. So very few people have learned how to make the bridge, but there are some who are doing some pretty exciting work on it. But I would have to say that at the moment there aren't any real big successes to point to, certainly in the realm of climate change.
Woolforth's new book, The Whale and the Supercomputer on the Northern Front of Climate Change, is coming out in April. While he was working on the book in Barrow, he realized that in many ways, Native people knew more than scientists did, largely because of the cultural component. He says it's an element that fosters cooperation and knowledge sharing through generations and has more to do with storytelling and observations during seasonal subsistence activities than the Western science approach, which focuses on measuring snowfall and temperature. Wolforth says it's difficult for scientists to be comfortable with this type of system, but he says if there is respect, there can be great learning.
The scientist has to come to a native elder or native expert, viewing that person as an equal, and be ready to be corrected and be ready to share his own understanding. And once two people who are experts on the environment get together and start talking as equals, that's when real knowledge transfer can take place and real new understanding can happen. And, you know, natives can learn from scientists and scientists can learn from natives.
Wolforth says the language of mathematics doesn't allow for the ability to see a system that is changing radically in real time right in front of you. He says the oral tradition of native people is not in the form of mathematic data points, but is in many ways more comprehensive and creates a better understanding of the dynamics of how the different parts of the environment work together. Larry McAuliffe agrees.
The elders also have an ability to observe and synthesize thousands of points of information that guides them on deciding what they need to do, where they need to go, how much they need to take of any particular thing, or what they need to focus in on, even years in advance.
Both McAuliffe and Wolforth believe this ability, proved in the centuries of survival of the people who used it to adapt to their changing environment, may be the very science that ultimately helps us all understand and respond to environmental change in the future. More information about the Alaska Native Science Commission is available at nativeknowledge.org. For AK, I'm Laurie Townsend.